What do you think is the worst sin? Murder? Adultery? Maybe it's one of the sins St. Paul mentioned last week in his letter to the Colossians. Fornication. Impurity. Passion. Evil desire. Greed. Lying. The worst sin must be one of the seven deadly sins, right? Pride, envy, hatred, lust, gluttony, sloth, covetousness. Indeed, all of these sins are terrible, capital offenses against God. But they are not the greatest of all sins. The great Dominican, my dear patron, St. Thomas Aquinas, says that the more a sin separates us from God, the greater it is. That makes sense, right? Every sin separates us from God, and the worst sins separate us from God the most. So, what is the worst sin? What separates us from God the most? St. Thomas Aquinas answers, man is more than ever separated from God by unbelief. So, according to St. Thomas, the greatest sin is unbelief. In the words of St. Thomas directly, it is clear that the sin of unbelief is greater than any sin that occurs in the perversion of mortals. This also makes sense, right? Jesus says, he who believes in me will have eternal life. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. Unbelief is the deliberate, conscious, free decision not to believe the one true God who is truth. Unbelief is a decision not to believe in God who always and everywhere tells the truth, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. Now, footnote, unbelief is a lot different than not understanding, right? St. Anselm defined faith as faith seeking understanding. It's okay not to understand everything that God reveals to us. I don't understand but of three drops in the Pacific Ocean of the mystery of what God reveals to me. But a person with faith seeking understanding says, I don't understand, but I still believe. God, help me to understand your revelation. Unbelief is not the same as not understanding. Unbelief is the stubborn refusal to believe that God tells me the truth. Unbelief is a decision, a choice, not to believe what God reveals to you. Unbelief says, God, you are a liar. Can you see why unbelief is the greatest of all sins? If you said that pride was the worst of all sins, you would be right, but specifically in this form. Unbelief. Pride says, I know what things God reveals to me are true, and I know when God reveals to me things that are lies. The person with unbelief only believes in God when God happens to agree with them. What they think is true and good and beautiful, but when God reveals something they don't like, something that's difficult, they stop believing. Today's second reading from St. Paul's New Testament letter to the Hebrews chapter 11 is all about faith in God, in particular, Abraham and Sarah's faith in God. God said to Abraham, get up and move to a new land, a new country. Abraham was 75 years old. 75. How many of you would leave your hometown at the age of 75, move your family to some unknown and unsettled country without the help of U-Haul or two men in a truck? But Abraham did. Abraham put his faith in God. He believed God's word over his own personal ideas for retirement. by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to sojourn to the promised land. So he went out not knowing where he was to go. And then God told Abraham he was going to have a child. His wife Sarah was 90 years old. And Abraham, he was 100. Personal experience and scientific evidence says there is no way that you can have kids at this age. But Abraham and Sarah had faith in God's word over their own personal experience. By faith, Abraham received the power to generate, even though he was past the normal age, and Sarah herself was sterile, for he thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. And then, 33 years later, God told Abraham to sacrifice his own son, Isaac. Now, if I were Abraham, I would have said, God, you told me that my descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sands on the seashore, and now you tell me to kill my only son. Common sense would say, I can't have descendants if I kill my only son. Reason would say, don't do it. But God says, sacrifice your son. And Abraham does it. He places his total faith in God. Abraham reasoned that God was able to raise even from the dead. And so Abraham was the very first person in the Bible to believe that God could raise a man from the dead. That's a subject of a whole nother homily. Here's the key part to this reading. Abraham thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. That's faith. He puts his trust in the one true God. He trusts that God always and everywhere tells the truth. Can you see why unbelief is the greatest of all sins? Can you see how the opposite, faith, is the greatest of all virtues? Pope Benedict XVI of happy memory said that in today's modern world, there's a profound crisis of faith. Would you agree? I would agree. Let's take a look at our families. How many people in your family have lost the faith? In quotation marks. Right? You don't lose the faith like, oh, where's my watch? Where are my keys? Right? That's not how you lose the faith. Right? You make a decision, a free choice, not to believe. You make a decision that God lies. What's the remedy to a lack of faith? You believe. To make frequent acts of faith. No one can ever have too much faith. This is why we always, every Sunday, make our profession of faith at Mass after listening to the readings from sacred scripture and the sermon, after having heard God's infallible word, and after the priest or the deacon has explained God's word to us, we say, I believe it. Yes, God, I believe that what you have revealed to me today is true. In my personal act of thanksgiving after receiving Holy Communion, I always make acts of faith, hope, and love. At the end of every OCIA class, I invite the participants to make an act of faith. We say, I believe and confess each and everything that the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you, O God, have revealed them. You have revealed it. Who can neither deceive nor be deceived. This is why I believe. This is the motive for my believing. This is why Abraham believed. Because God says so. And God always tells the truth. The one who made the promise was trustworthy. So I encourage you to make frequent acts of faith throughout the day. You can make the formal act of faith like we do in OCIA class. You can say the prayer that the angel taught the children at Fatima. I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. You can simply pray often throughout the day, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. You can pray as the apostles prayed, Lord, increase our faith. Indeed, Lord, increase our faith so that we may receive you, the inheritance that you have promised. Amen.